from the long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
The Word of God, which we consider today, is recorded in St. Matthew's Gospel in chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Here we read, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." As the angel Gabriel had announced to Mary in Luke chapter 1, she had conceived by the miraculous working of the Holy Ghost and carried in her womb God's Son and her Savior. Following the announcement to her, Mary, as the Gospel of Luke explains, spent time with her cousin Elizabeth in Judah. When she returned to Nazareth, Joseph, her betrothed husband, learned that she was with child and knew he wasn't the father because they had not yet come together. He considered privately divorcing her rather than making her a public example under the law. And it is while Joseph thought on these things that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and told him not to be afraid to take unto him Mary his wife. For the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She would bring forth a son, and Joseph was to name him Jesus, or in the Hebrew, Yehoshua, meaning Jehovah saves, because he would save his people from their sins. This, of course, was all done in fulfillment of the ancient prophecy revealed through Isaiah the prophet. We read in Matthew chapter 1, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." The child in Mary's womb was and is God with us, the Lord God himself in human flesh. And he came into the world to fulfill all righteousness, and to suffer and die in the stead of all mankind for the sins of the world. He is the Word made flesh, as we read in John chapter 1, verse 14. He is true God and true man in one person. And as the angel revealed to Joseph, he has saved his people from their sins. He suffered and died for the sins of the world, and rose again on the third day. All who place their faith and hope in him and his shed blood have God's pardon and forgiveness. They have life everlasting through faith in his name. We pray, O Yehoshua, Son of God and David's Son through the Virgin Mary, thank you for taking on human flesh and becoming true man to take our place under the law and to redeem us from sin and death. Grant that we place all our hope and faith in you and your innocent sufferings and death in our stead, that we might receive forgiveness for all our sins and the everlasting joys of heaven. Amen.
shall come when morning dawns and light triumphant breaks, when beauty gilds the eastern hills and life to joy awakes. Not as of old a little child to bear and fight and die, but crowned with glory like the sun that lights the morning sky. Oh, brighter than the rising morn when Christ victorious rose, some place of death, despite the rage of foes. Oh, brighter than that glorious morn shall dawn upon our race, the day when Christ in splendor comes and we shall see his face. Shall come when morning dawns and light and beauty brings. Hail Christ the Lord, your people pray. Come quickly, King of Kings.
Scripture is quoted from the King James Version of the Bible. Music is from the Hymnal Project.